This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Chicago, it's no mystery that Chevy is your best bet for the unpredictable spring ahead. The snow and ice may be gone, but the spring plot thickens at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the true MO of SUVs. If you're thinking about taking all the twists and turns in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to see which one you can identify. And don't worry, they can't see you behind the glass. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to solve the case like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest Chevy dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Gordon gets it, checked by Santo. Shot clock at five, dribbles in, spins, goes up, left hand flip, short, tip, rebound loose. It's Gordon again with a rebound. He goes up, swings it up and in between Looney and Santo, somehow found a way through.
He's just been an animal.
One of his best games of his career, considering the situation.
Dub Nation, it's Steve Kerr. You're listening to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Coach, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Hopefully under better circumstances.
Yeah, boy.
Keep going with your calls. Later on the show, local legend Larry Beal. And then also Tim McMahon of ESPN, NBA reporter and part of the Hoop Collective podcast alongside Brian Windhorst, Tim Bontemps, that whole crew. McMahon tapped in, was at the game last night. We'll have him join us at 4:15. We're live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed here in San Francisco, and obviously multiple locations around the Bay, including the one in Santa Clara, where the Morning Roast did their doobies earlier a few weeks back, and obviously a great spot to go on your way to Levi Stadium or wherever you are in the South Bay. And we're thrilled to have Sam and the whole crew from Laughing Monk along for the consistent ride here at 95.7 The Game. So right here in the Laughing Monk Studios, make sure that you head over there, say hi, watch some games, and partake in the incredible food and drink that is on hand.
And what an amazing time to be a sports fan with all of the madness starting here in about 40 minutes with
Scott-a-da-da-da.
And you know I'm all about it.
Well, can I paint a picture for our listeners for 2 seconds?
Do it.
You are so high. That's all.
Are you waiting?
So high!
I wish this wasn't just radio. Go to YouTube.
I'm hot, bro.
I've never seen you look like this except for every other March.
Yeah.
Like, you are literally, you're almost touching the ceiling. You're so excited right now. And I actually am very high.
I'm super excited.
Yeah.
We've got Alabama State going up against St. Francis in 40 minutes, and 99.99% of the world could give a crap.
That's right.
I've seen both these teams play like 5 times. And I cannot wait.
Who's going to win?
Alabama State.
Okay.
And it's going to be a rare SWAC win. And my buddies and I, who I go to Vegas with, I was giving them the SWAC pick of the day. And the SWAC, which is the Southern Athletic Conference. I can't remember what the W's for, but
no, it's got to be about Southwest or...
It's Grambling and it's Alcorn State. It's all of the... historically black colleges and universities, the HBCUs, they're in a conference, and the winner of the other conference, which is also not very good, is St. Francis. So you're talking about the two winners of the two worst conferences of the 31, and they always meet in this game. So it's bad versus probably a little bit worse.
Perfect.
And we like Alabama State. We're going to lay the 3.5.
All right, perfect. Southwestern Athletic Conference. That's what's Yeah, Southwestern Athletic Conference.
Which makes little to no sense when you're talking
none
about
of the teams are in the
Alabama
Southwest.
And Georgia and other Southeastern
states. But they're in the western portion of the Southeast. So
I'll have to Google that.
Yeah. That's over there in Southwest.
And this is where I was giving you like Bethune-Cookman, and I would give you like Mississippi Valley State.
Perfect.
And Prairie View A&M.
Shout out Jerry Rice.
Yeah. They had one of the single worst seasons in the history of college basketball this year.
Good for them.
By the metrics. But we bet them a couple times now.
Okay. Aztecs play against North Carolina a little later tonight.
Big one.
I'm always in on that one. Obviously, my partner on the weekends, Ephraim Salam, is he's America's largest San Diego State basketball fan. And I mean that in multiple ways.
He's an alum.
He's an alum.
Oh, okay.
He's a huge basketball fan and a large man.
Okay.
So he is the largest San Diego State basketball fan out there. So we talk about them more than we probably should. And he is tapped in on tonight's game, San Diego State. An underdog, but a live one against the Tar Heels.
Live dog. And yeah. These are two of the last four in.
Correct.
Which is always a curiosity where San Diego State lost to Boise State in their tournament, and Boise didn't get in, but San Diego State did.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, that seems fair. And apparently the governor of West Virginia went out and like was railing against the committee for the omission of West Virginia. I don't know if you saw that story.
I mean,
what are we doing with our government?
I mean, every March, one of the funniest things is the argument over who's the 68th best team in America. Look at me when I say, I don't care.
Mm.
You're not relevant. Be better if you want to be in the tournament,
right,
okay?
Right.
Let's get back to the Dubs, though. What bothered you most about last night? I'll just say it this way. I'm not doing the view from 10,000 feet. I don't, like, they lost a basketball game. They lost a basketball game. It happens. I understand that Denver was sitting out its top players, but 14-2 with Jimmy Butler on the floor is just fine by me. So there's no large concern at all. But what there is certainly this comment, like, that was flat out unprofessional basketball. That was ridiculous. I've never seen Steph Curry look worse. I've never seen the Warriors play a worse basketball game. So to have that kind of an opportunity missed when Minnesota had already kind of done the same thing and gagged on their home floor, to miss out on that opportunity is something that it feels like it could come back to bite you down the stretch. These to me are all playoff games, and I do not love the post-game narrative of, well, Steph's tired. Well, if Steph's tired, then I don't really know what we're doing here right now. I don't know why we're talking championship if Steph Curry can't get through March. You have to be able to get through March if you want to get through April and May.
Right, and you can't be the king of night-night when you're trying to night-night other people, and then are you going to night-night
put
yourself?
Yourself to sleep.
Right, because now you need a little nappy nap. So.
I mean, I don't want to make him out to be that guy, though, because he wanted to play.
Of course.
He's lobbied to the team to play, and they said no.
Yes.
He's out tonight, for those of you just joining us.
Well, and for you and I watching the game last night in our show thread, I think you even said it early on, like, they shouldn't have even played him in this game, because he looked tired. He looked sluggish.
He looked awful. I mean, he just looked awful. Let's go to John in Hayward. Hi, John. Thanks for calling.
Hey, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, man.
Really enjoyed listening to you guys each and every day.
Thank you.
Draymond Green, my brother, Dub Nation is not feeling you. If you don't be careful, you're going to be out of the league, and here's why. You know, they can get somebody from 24-Hour Fitness or LA Fatness to give us, you know, six boards and five dimes a night. I mean, it's just his antics. Even Richard Jefferson has said he's calling, he's bitching and whining about every stinking call, man. Even the calls that are not on him. It, you know, they call a foul on Moody or Kuminga, and I know he's sticking up for his teammates, but, man, his energy needs to be... He's not playable. I don't know what's going on with TJD.
John.
John's hot right now.
I know, but what's new about that? You're mad at Draymond Green for being...
Draymond Green.
At what point over the last 12 years is what you're saying right now not been the case?
They need to get a mediator and check this guy, man, because, you know, his he thinks he's indispensable, and he's not. He can be replaced, like I said, you know, for another guy who's... Look at Conchar. He was stealing our homework, and the other guy, Gordon Hayward, he just stole our lunch money. It was just, you know, mind-boggling.
Aaron Gordon, yeah. You mean. Gordon yeah. Hayward is no
Thank
longer...
You, John.
Yeah. Thank you, John.
Draymond last night, 10, 5, 3, 5, and 6. He had 5 blocks.
Mm-hmm.
He had 3 steals. He did have 4 turnovers. Who didn't? He had 5 assists and 6 rebounds. For me, last night, put aside Draymond's antics, because I even actually put on Twitter, like, has he gotten teed up yet? Because he's about to.
Omnipresent.
Right.
When has that not been the case?
It's not, but if you look at what he did last night, he was not the problem.
Not even close.
4 turnovers, and a couple of them were those sloppy, like, one-arm, 70-foot Hail Mary throws.
For sure, but
had 5 blocks.
Yeah, on my list of what was an issue last night, he did not make the top 5. If you're triggered by watching him, I get it. A lot of people are.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's
fine. I was called a hater on Twitter.
However... This idea that he's replaceable, wrong.
24-hour fitness. You can grab anybody to get, you know.
So wrong. Like, that is a future Hall of Famer who, by the way, since Jimmy Butler arrived, has been largely playing great. He's a flat-out defensive genius. I mean, I think it's funny that he talked about Richard Jefferson's commentary. I'm pretty sure that was it Jefferson who said last night, this is the most influential defensive player of this generation in the NBA.
Yeah.
The most influential defensive player of this entire generation. And I think that's a fair comment. So, no, that's not a replaceable player.
No, and I don't think that the problem last night was Draymond Green's effort or his defense. The problem was Denver is a lot bigger and more athletic than you, and you got out-rebounded by 15, and you turned it over 20 times, and you could not make a 3. And that includes everybody. And, you know, you could set your gaze on Buddy Hield. Buddy Hield took 4 shots in 21 minutes. 3 threes, all misses. Buddy, you have one job. Your one job is to come in and make baskets. And if you're not going to do that, then you might as well be Andrew Wiggins.
Make baskets and please stop making Jimmy Butler mad. Like I do, I do think
you don't want to see Jimmy Butler mad.
I don't want to speak out of turn because I don't know when I'm watching a game who's supposed to go where. I don't know what your plays are. I just know that Buddy Hield seems to go the wrong way sometimes because he runs and then people get mad at him. I see that a lot. And Jimmy Butler is like. I mean, that got a little animated.
Oh, yeah.
Last night.
During that
couple times. Yeah.
And Jimmy's the new guy, too. It's
right.
Like, how am I 4 weeks in, and I know where I'm supposed to be, and I know where you're supposed to be, and you don't?
Right. All right. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to Willard and Dibbs, free Odyssey app, or wherever you find your favorite podcast. We'd really appreciate it if you do that for all the shows. Morning Roast, Steiny and Goo, all of our guest segments are there as well. We've referenced a couple times what Draymond... I was really, to me, taken by what Draymond Green said in response last night to the idea that Steph is exhausted. I think you have to hear this. If you haven't, stay right where you are. We'll play it for you next, and we'll continue with your phone calls. So Celtic Will and JD and Paul, everybody stay right where you are. We're going to continue to come to you, and Tig McMahon of ESPN and the Hoop Collective podcast is going to join us in exactly an hour. This is Willard and Dibbs.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-hour energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
My brother, Dub Nation is not feeling you.
Now. Back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
I'm concerned about my relationship with the director of sports, Lucas Alexander.
Oh, no. What happened?
I'm concerned.
What happened?
I'm just concerned.
Okay.
I'm concerned. That's all.
I did edit the tweet a little bit.
Oh,
did
no.
Did you? It's too late. It's too late. Everybody's already now. Everybody's all ticked off. So I love that you knew what the problem was before I even said anything, and I did not say anything to you off air either.
Only
which
when
means
the boss came in here.
Your guilty conscience was already screaming at you.
I changed the picture. I didn't change the words.
It's too late. It's too late. Everybody thinks I'm ripping Steph Curry for taking the night off.
Well,
because he's a little wimp.
Well, I mean,
which is not. Oh. Even close to what I said.
I mean, if Lucas really wanted to put something out there, he would have put out what I said during the crossover about let's put the rat on the table brought to you by ATCO Pest Control.
Which is?
He stunk. He's the reason they
lost.
Well,
but that
it's not that hot.
I think that that's evident.
So you're him ripping Steph Curry for sitting out?
I didn't rip Steph Curry for sitting out.
Apparently you did.
No, I didn't, because I used
it on Twitter.
No,
and Twitter is always true.
There's no room for I'm tired.
There's no room for I'm tired, which, by the way, Steph never said. Your indication sensation is that Steph just needs a nap, and I'm mad at him for it.
And that's fair.
No, he begged the Warriors. I don't know if begged, that might be strong. He asked the Warriors to play tonight.
Now back to...
Yeah, exactly. Now you know why he's mispronouncing our names. Or just mine.
Draymond's in the picture now, so it's not just about Steph.
No. This is a larger point that's coming from the idea that Steve Kerr said he's exhausted and we have to consider sitting him out. I don't know why he's sitting out, whether it's rest, whether it's a knee, whether it's a back, whether I have no idea. But he's sitting out, and that's their decision, and I get it. The larger issue is, if you're going to claim that when we have a handful of games in a short period of time, we're too tired to do this, then I just sort of think the idea that the Warriors are championship contenders is kind of funny. Because how is it that I'm supposed to believe that the Warriors are a real contender if they can't even stay fresh enough to try to get out of the play-in tournament, and somehow 3 months from now they're going to be fresher than they are now without any real time off? I don't see it. That's my point. But, of course, Lucas went for the Mark's ripping Steph Curry, let's put it on social media angle. So I'm a big boy. I can take it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, maybe you should think twice before you call him soft and saying that he needs a nappy nap.
You were the one who did the nappy nap thing.
Which I thought was genius, but, that's not hot enough. It's basically your marquee, and so when you say things that are, like, wildly inaccurate and personally hurtful.
Who said anything that was wildly inaccurate?
It gets retweeted.
Who said anything wildly inaccurate?
He's not sitting out because he or the head coach
I didn't want him to. I didn't say that he was.
You said he needs a nap.
No, that was you.
Which was funny. This comes down to one thing, and it's the director of sports medicine, Dr. Rick Celebrini, who looks at all the metrics and the amount of mileage that he charts and the amount of games and all the rest of it, and he says, you're going to take the night off.
And that's fine. I accept that. What I don't accept is that the Warriors are actually a serious contender if they can't. If they can't be there and play when they need to play.
If they would have won last night, you would have thought different about tonight, him sitting out. And that, I can't put myself
maybe,
into your mind, but
maybe,
I think that for myself, if they would have won that game, if they would have handled their business, then you would have looked at tonight, I would have looked at tonight and said, you know what? Yeah, take the night off. The last time you had a game off was January 28th against Utah, a game that they won.
I don't know that I would have said it that way. Would it have felt different? Sure, because they would have actually had a little bit of breathing room between them and the Timberwolves. And they don't. And they don't. Yes, they could go to bed tonight in the 8 seed. That's just the reality. And so if you're hurt, you're hurt. But if you're tired, I mean, again, all I'm doing is I'm relating to what Draymond said. Because Steve Kerr came out, said Steph's exhausted, you can see it. Okay, that's fine. That's a fair observation. It seems like the players kind of clapped back on it, though, a little bit. I mean, Draymond was told, hey, Steve says Steph's exhausted. What's your response to that?
It's game 68. I think we all tired. It's the reality of the NBA. So we just got to all figure out a way. But I think, you know, all things considered, everybody's tired. You know, you usually, when the season works, you kind of start off the season fresh and kind of get to a point to where you maybe after, it used to be like late January, early February, really late January, you start getting into them dog days. And then you get to the All-Star break and you kind of get rejuvenated coming out of the break. And then you kind of get to this point and it's like, can't quite see the All-Star break anymore, but you can't quite see the end yet, you know, and you kind of hit those dog days again, and that's where everybody is right now in the NBA. Unfortunately, we got a lot to play for in these games, so, you know, you don't get the luxury of tricking off games or, you know, a bunch of rest. We need to win games, so.
Is that not what he just said?
Well, and they've won games.
We're all tired. We don't have the luxury of sitting games out and tricking games off because this is where we are.
Right, but if you are not able to play at the level that you need to play at, if it's your back or your bilateral knee tendonitis or if it's your ankles or whatever it is, if your medical staff doesn't think that you are good to go, then it might benefit you to have a night off. And maybe. I look at the last five games, all at home, 37% from the floor, 32% from three, 23 a night. Those are all down. Four turnovers a game. Turnovers are up. Shooting percentages are all way down, and he's playing 34 minutes a night. He's playing a lot. He's not playing great over these last five, and you've won games, and so you look at last night and the eye test. You could see it, and you even said in our show thread, like, you probably should have just sat this one out the way you're playing.
Well, that was sarcastic, but yes.
It was, but it was sarcastic, but it was also you watching the game and thinking,
I mean,
he doesn't look good.
Yeah, if you know someone's going to play that poorly, I don't care who you are, I'd rather you sit out. Like, he was a net negative with how much he turned the ball over last night.
Yep.
So,
yeah, back-to-back net negative games.
But, that doesn't really have necessarily, to me, anything to do with tonight. You know what I mean? Even if you're not at your best, like, what can you give the team? Can you give the team 20 minutes? Could you give the team 15 minutes? And again, I'm tucking this into, I don't actually know what he's feeling or why he's sitting out. When I go to the NBA injury report, it says rest. It doesn't say back. It doesn't say knee. It says rest. Okay? Now,
really matter?
Well, maybe. To me, it does.
Well, I mean, Jokic last night was out with an elbow bruise and with an ankle impingement.
He's got stuff that he's been dealing with. Jamal Murray's the one who just sat because, you know, felt like being in sweats tonight.
Steph's got stuff that he's dealing with.
Of course. But Draymond's point was they all do. Like, this is the situation you're in. Y'all put yourselves here by losing games in Utah where you're up by 10 with 6 seconds to go and you find a way to lose. Now you're here. Now you're here. And if you're telling me, as Draymond did, we badly don't want to be in the play-in tournament, well, then I'm sorry. There might be some discomfort. So, like, again, I'm saying all this not to say that somebody's making a wrong or wimpy decision tonight, because I don't know what he's feeling. I'm saying this to say that maybe these championship dreams that we've allowed into our minds over the last 3 or 4 weeks might be a little misguided. Because if this is physically where you're at, I don't see you getting into the playoffs and moving forward. I don't, if this is where you're at physically. And by the way, here's Steph's response to what Steve Kerr said.
I feel fine. Obviously, I didn't play great at all. So everybody's going to, including coach, is going to try to figure out why. And mostly the turnovers, dumb plays all night, but had a really good run. You expect to have a level of consistency and whatnot. So when it doesn't happen, it becomes a question. I feel like more so my back that I was dealing with the last couple of days. See how that responds tomorrow. Otherwise, feel pretty solid.
Okay, so maybe he woke up and his back felt like crap.
That sounds like he has a cold too. Well, hearing his voice.
That's kind of the way.
Sounds a little congested.
He waits a long time to come out. So maybe it was just late. Late game.
Yeah.
Grandy probably knows. Was that like 4 in the morning when that press conference was taking place?
Oh, I don't know exactly. It was soon after or soon before I wrapped up, and I didn't get off the air till like 11:40.
Okay.
Right. Yeah,
probably around like 11:20 or something.
Well, it's because we have to review a call, and we have to spend 5 minutes to review a block charge. Yeah. That's pretty.
That was ridiculous.
It was also a national game, so it was a little later, a little slower. But yeah, Steph takes his time, which, you know, that's fine. He's earned
no
that.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt. And I would not leap to him resting now means they can't be a real threat in the playoffs because of what we saw in 2022 where he rested, and I know he was injured, but he got rest, and he came back, he was good, and they won the championship.
Of course. I'm not saying they can't be a threat in the playoffs. I'm saying that this is a little misguided that we've been sitting here for the last 3 weeks going, oh, they could be the 5, they could be the 4, they could be the 3. No, they can't. No, they can't.
Well, last night hurt.
Yes. And now, potentially tonight, will too. If what you're saying is, look, we're out of gas. I mean, that was Steve's message. We're out of gas.
Well, he's out of gas.
When he's supposed to refuel? And Draymond, there were little bits and pieces that he was saying where he's like, wait a minute, why are we focused on Steph? Steph's tired, we're all tired. That's March. Welcome to March.
Yeah.
Chasing the playoffs.
Well, Steph has played 340 more minutes than Draymond, which is roughly 10 full games. If you're talking about 30 minutes a night, that's how much more he's played than Draymond. So, hey, Draymond, you don't get to talk to Steph about how much more tired he is than you.
Well, he got hurt.
Just talking about minutes played.
Yeah, I understand.
So, I mean, when you get hurt, it allows you to rest. When you don't play basketball, it allows you to rest. Steph's played the most minutes on the team by far. He's played in 59 games. Only Buddy's played in more games. And Moses, Kevon, who doesn't play a lot of minutes. So
no, he's their dog.
He's played the most minutes.
That's the responsibility of being the one.
Yes, and if you want Steph to be at his best, probably resting him on a back-to-back is the smart thing to do.
I mean, maybe. But again, these games all feel like three. That's the reality of where we are. That's just the truth of the matter. And if there is an obsession with not being in the play-in tournament, then I don't know that exhaustion can really be part of the conversation right now. That's all. Again, if the back is tight, then the back is tight. I don't know that exhaustion can be a part of the conversation with the situation that you're in. That's all that I'm saying. That's a general statement. It is not directed at Steph, Lucas.
Not too late.
It's a general statement that exhaustion cannot really enter the room if you're trying to desperately avoid the play-in tournament. Let's go to Celtic Will in San Jose. Hey, Will, what's up? Thanks for calling.
How you doing, Willard Dibbs? Never called you guys. The last time I was on a phone call with the radio station was KNBR with Tom Tolbert like 18 years ago.
Woo!
I'm a diehard. Yeah, it's been a while. I'm a diehard Boston Celtics fan. I'm a diehard season ticket holder for the 49ers. So half of you like me, half of you don't. I just wanted to ask you, sometimes I call you or I listen to you guys driving to work. I understand every city has a sports radio station. Every city has to, you know, try to pump up the team wherever it is. In this case, it's the Warriors. My question to you guys is, would you guys be surprised if they lose in the first or second round? If, and this is my opinion on it, I mean, this isn't the Warriors with Durant. This isn't the Warriors of back when you guys had, you know, the NBA Finals. You beat us a couple years ago. In my opinion, you got OKC, you got Denver, you got even the T-Wolves will give you problems. And by the way, Curry, without Curry, you're nowhere at the moment, so maybe he does have to take the day off today. I understand you guys are, I think, the last to get in right now. But my question to you guys is, would you guys be surprised to make the NBA Finals this year? Thank you for my call.
Okay, Celtic.
Yeah,
well,
shocked.
Completely. I've already said that if they win the championship this year, Steph Curry is the greatest player of all time. That's how shocked I would be.
And I'll offer you again the over-under on playoff wins at 4.5, which means they would win a series, and I would imagine you're not changing your answer.
I'm going to give you the same answer I've given you every week.
Which is,
I will take the under.
You take the under, which means you don't think that they're going to win a playoff series, and you've thought that for 5 minutes, five weeks,
I'm not convinced yet
months.
That they're going to be in the playoffs.
Exactly. Exactly. So,
I hope so. I think so. I'm not convinced beyond all shadow of a doubt. If they go to bed in the 8-hole tonight, how y'all feeling?
Yeah, it's temporary.
Well, maybe.
I mean, it could be on their way to being the 9 seed. Probably
I doubt that.
I just think that if you're looking at it right now from a Warriors standpoint, you can't react to just last night. Last night was more than unfortunate, and you've got 14 left to go. And if you go 10-4 and you win 49 games, that's probably enough for the 6th seed. It may not be. I think that it probably will be. And so You look at it from a 14-game lens. You can't just look at tonight and say, oh, God, Milwaukee's good, and we blew it last night against Denver, who was depleted. Steph, we got to have you in there. You look at every day and every game individually, and based on what we saw from Steph, and you mentioned that it was one of the worst games you've ever seen him play, based on the Basketball Reference game score, there were seven games worse than that this year alone. And of those seven games, they lost six of them. So, in other words, when Steph plays poorly, like he did last night, you lose.
Right. Right. Right.
So, if
Which
you play him tonight and he plays
Steph
poorly...
Right, but they need Steph. Right. You could look at it that way.
Right.
Where it's like, I know their record's better without him entirely, as opposed to him playing poorly. But I do think their record is absolutely at its best when he does play and plays well. Right?
Okay.
I don't know how the man feels today. I don't know how the man feels today. Last night before he left the arena, he said, I feel fine. He said, I feel fine. I also know that he lobbied the team to play tonight. But, you know, here we are. Rick Celebrini's decision. They're smarter than I am. They know more than I do. So that's why I'm saying this isn't directed at Steph. It's directed at the larger issue of if you're going to claim exhaustion, then I don't know how it is we're supposed to believe that this is going to go three more months. And I also think it's kind of interesting how the NBA world of fandom has raged so hard against load management, yet we get to moments like this and fans will rally it up. Oh, well, the man needs a night. He does? Why? Why? Nobody needed a night a decade ago. Kobe never needed a night. MJ never needed a night. Why do you need a night? Why? Why is it now impossible to play an NBA season?
It's not impossible, but it's been proven that players perform better when they get additional rest. And that's been the science of it. And
sure, so do that when you're not literally living and dying on every possession.
Well, you're not.
I think you are.
See, I don't think they think that they are.
Well,
you're not there yet.
Like, if I give you Minnesota's schedule the rest of the way, what do you realistically think is a scenario that the Warriors are targeting?
Well, I don't have it in front of me.
I do.
But
would you like to hear it?
I would love to, Mark.
All right. So they're off tonight.
That's a win.
And then they've got home games Wednesday and Friday against New Orleans.
Probably wins.
Okay. Then they're on the road after two nights off. They hit the road for one game to Indiana,
okay.
The Pacers.
It's a tough one. I'm going to give them a loss.
Okay, that's optimistic. Then they are back home after, wait for it, three nights off.
That's nice. That's cushy.
To face the Suns.
That's probably a win.
Okay.
It feels like Phoenix is going to put up 125 and lose in that one.
Then they get a night off and host the Detroit Pistons.
Tough one, but I'm going to give them a win. They're 4-1.
Okay, so got them at 4-1.
Yep.
Now they get another night off and go to Denver.
Okay, I'm going to give them a loss.
Are you? Because I watched them go to Denver last week and dismantle the Nuggets. But fine, you can
Denver,
give them a loss.
It's a tough place to win. And I mean, Denver's one of those teams that's kind of a head-scratcher.
All right, so, and again, this is just a mock trial, but you got them at 4-2.
Yep.
Now we got a night off. Now they're going to Brooklyn.
That's probably a win.
Okay, then they got another night off and they're going to Philly.
Oh, boy.
All right. So now we're 6-2.
Yep.
Now we got two nights off and we go to Milwaukee.
Tough, but
tough.
Milwaukee again. Man, Milwaukee in theory is better than they actually are. So my gut tells me Milwaukee wins that, but Milwaukee's not as good as I think they are. So I'm going to give Minnesota the win.
Okay.
For the sake of the bit,
so
Mark.
So you got them at 7-2.
For the bit.
Now they got a night off and they go to Memphis.
Yeah, it's tough. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm going to give him a loss there.
Okay, fine. 7-3. Now, on a back-to-back, but you come home for Brooklyn.
Mm, yeah, okay, 8-3.
Okay, and then you finish after a night off at home against Utah.
Probably 9-3.
Okay.
So that's 49 wins. So can the Warriors win 10 of their remaining 14 to tie Minnesota? Well, that makes tonight pretty important.
With games against Milwaukee and the Lakers and Denver and et cetera, all still on the schedule. For Golden State.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think.
That's all I'm getting at. I'm not saying
no,
they
I'm
can't do it, but this is crazy urgent every night.
Yeah.
Crazy urgency every night.
Yeah, there's urgency, but there's also recklessness. And you're not going to be reckless with the chef.
Of course.
Just because you're feeling some kind of urgency.
I'm not here to tell you what Steph Curry's body feels like this morning. I have no idea. My point today is I just don't know where the word exhaustion fits into the larger conversation for any player, which I think is what Draymond was saying last night. Sorry, we're exhausted. Got to figure it out. That's what I mean. Those are his words, not mine.
Yeah, yeah. He's played 7 fewer games than Steph, and he's played 350 fewer minutes.
I think he's talking from it's an annual experience of late March,
right?
You know,
so he's the one that we should be tweeting about. He's the one calling Steph soft, not you, Lucas.
SAWFT. Sponsored by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Spring into action at Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Stay in your car while friendly technicians check oil, batteries, lights, tires, and more. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com. All vehicle types welcome. And we're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. We're also brought to you by the crazy tweeter, Lucas Alexander. 888-957-9570 is our number. Tim McMahon of the Hoop Collective podcast and ESPN is a half hour away. He was at the game last night. Your calls continue next on Willard and Dibs.
Brandon Kajemski.
Whatever, Lucas.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
Okay, so I really want to go back to the phones, but can I read a couple things to you that are fun?
I would love to hear something fun.
All right. So, Director of Sports puts it, Lucas Alexander puts it on Twitter. The quote is, "If you're exhausted, where the hell's that going? There's no room for I'm tired. How are you supposed to do what you're trying to do if you're too tired to do it?" That is a general response to the word exhaustion based on what the Warriors are trying to do.
It's a great take.
It is. It's a great take. Thank you very much. Really, really appreciate it.
Well written. Well worded.
So, apparently, I now hate Steph Curry. Let's dip our toe in the water and hear some of the response tweets that we've got on Twitter here at 95.7 The Game. Here's one from The Last Dance. Imagine you're one of the best ever at what you do and you have a bad day and some random person tells you to change your sleep schedule on your off days to perform better.
Mm.
Okay?
Random. Mark Willard.
I'd also say tonight is not one of your off days. It's actually a work day. But anyway, let's see. It's one game. Don't get your panties in a knot.
Uh-oh, panties. We got a panties call out.
They've lost 2 games since Jimmy. I know you guys got to say outlandish things for clickbait, but whatever credibility you think you have is rapidly diminishing.
Gone.
Uh-huh.
Panties and credibility. That's a two-piece.
I want to say hello to Emad. Willard sucks at his job. Almost feel like everyone on air won a contest to get on. Wise Guru got to get strays.
Yeah.
He's not even here.
Catching strays.
What the hell?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's not okay. I'm not okay. Darkma.
Shut up.
There's a reason why no one is listening to that station. Say hello to someone who has not been getting the ratings lately.
Oh, hello.
Okay.
Got him. Look at you with a scoreboard, little flex.
It's bothering me.
Let's see. What else we got? Soul from the O says, one game, hold your horses. They weren't going to go undefeated the rest of the season. Sigh.
Yeah, hold your horses over there.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been sighing the whole show.
Oh, and then Carlos said Willard is the GOAT. This was one person.
That's nice.
Thank you, Carlos.
On the payroll.
Appreciate it. So that's what we're getting. That's what we're getting.
He's the gamote.
That's what we're getting from me essentially saying, I don't think you get, unfortunately, the situation that you're in does not allow for, we're going to have to sit down the stretch because we're tired. It just, like, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. You are in a situation where you have got to go win almost all of the games. Not all, but almost all.
Well, you don't know that it's not going to work. And what you also don't know is resting a player it might actually portend to him playing better when he gets back on the court. And that's something that I will defer to the great Dr. Rick Celebrini and in his wisdom, because yes, they understand that Steph Curry is their best player, and they understand that having him play and play decent leads to them winning basketball games. But if you look at what he did last night and how he played, and if you think that he is exhausted and that he would benefit from Tuesday off, Wednesday off, then you play Thursday, then you get, what, Friday off again, and then
I don't know,
one like, game in 5 nights. If you think that that's going to help him play better on Thursday, then I'm all for him saying.
Okay, yeah, but again, his words, I'm fine, I want to play.
Of course.
Those are his words.
Those are his words, and but he doesn't get to make that choice.
I think he should have a say.
You think TJD is well-rested right now?
I mean, I don't even know why that's relevant.
Like, it's relevant because I'm sure, is saying he's fine.
Right, he's not that great of a basketball player when compared to Steph Curry. So, I mean, I guess, what if I said this? Look, they're coming off of an off night. Why would taking tonight and tomorrow off suddenly mean that Steph is just bouncy and refreshed on Thursday?
Why did he have an off night last night?
I don't know. You've been making the point that he's had a bunch of bad off nights.
Well, he's had five straight games where he hasn't been as effective as he had been in the previous 10.
So 48 hours from now, he's suddenly going to be totally healed?
He might be. Maybe he sits out Thursday too.
Yeah.
I don't know what his ailments are. I just know this. When you have a coaching staff and a medical team that has been pretty damn awesome with managing Steph Curry's minutes and also managing the roster, I give them more than the benefit of the doubt. And you're a guy who's always about giving benefit of the doubt.
And I'm not giving them the benefit of the doubt.
And I understand what you're talking about as urgency.
The word exhaustion doesn't fit what they're trying to do, in my opinion.
Well, you can be exhausted on a Monday and you can be fresher on a Thursday. If you get three days off, you could. And I'm not saying he's going to come back bouncy and hang 56, but I just look at the way he's played over the last four or five, and he hasn't looked as bouncy. He hasn't been as explosive. And last night, for me, was a pretty stark example. And of course Steph's going to say he wants to play. He's not going to ever go to the podium and say, you know what, I'm exhausted and I can't wait to fake an injury sit out tomorrow.
He also dismissed the idea that last night was because of exhaustion. Again, listen to what he said.
I feel fine. Obviously, I didn't play great at all, so everybody's going to, including coach, is going to try to figure out why. And mostly the turnovers, dumb plays all night, but had a really good run. You expect to have a level of consistency and whatnot, so when it doesn't happen, it becomes a question. I feel like more so my back that I was dealing with the last couple of days, see how that responds tomorrow. Otherwise, feel pretty solid.
Yeah, I mean, Steph, to me, is insinuating there that, like, I know that I had a bad game, so you're looking for a reason why, but that ain't it. I just played bad. And I accept that. He's Steph Curry. He's allowed an off night, but whether or not it's because something's physically wrong or because he's out of gas, I can't know that. He's saying that's not it. Like right? Those are his words.
Right. And he's an athlete, and he is a soldier, and he's a guy who's going to go out there and he wants to compete. So I don't think that he's ever going to come out and say, short of having an actual injury, and I'm reading it here on ESPN, he's been ruled out to manage a back issue, according to Anthony Slater of The Athletic. So it's rest, but it's also to manage the back issue. Maybe he woke up today and the back didn't feel 100%, so they're going to be precautionary and they're just going to sit him out.
Let's go to Mike in Hayward. Hi, Mike. Thanks for calling. We're taking your calls, 888-957-9570. Hey, Mike.
Yeah, how you guys? You know, you guys already said that they weren't going to win. Nobody's going to win every game they played the last week. What team is going to do that? Maybe Oklahoma? No. And the thing is this. It's game by game, and who stays home? Curry's injured. His back's been bothered. He was out there trying to play the way it was probably bothering him. He probably should have rested last night. Right? But he did. So, you know, you got injuries, all these little minor injuries. And then as far as Draymond Green, come on, man. Half the stuff that Draymond Green's, I don't hardly even listen to anymore. He's exhausted. So what? He's just saying stuff that nobody else is going to say. All them other teams are trying to make it to the playoffs. So there's just two things that really count. How many games they win and how healthy each team stays. Each team is the last 14 games. There's nothing else really else to discuss. watch every game. Because as soon as they lose a game, oh, well, we don't know. Well, we don't know. We never knew. Nobody knew even going to win all these games 2 months ago, right? You can't predict. You really can't predict how many games any team is going to win in the last 14 games. I don't know what the odds on predicting that is, but they're pretty low. So I think we just watch, like Steph said, every game is a game. And you're going to have the same thing going on the last 14 games you have during the regular season. People are going to be hurt. There's going to be resting. All that still goes on. So Draymond Green talking about the exhaust and so what? I don't even listen to what Draymond Green says to Bucky, but he's just saying stuff that nobody else will say. There's other players that will probably say they're exhausted, and they probably are. Because they're older. The older players probably are exhausted. They're not the young guys running around that they got to guard. They're playing with a bunch of young guys. So you can expect them to be tired. Okay, so the conversation is, how long can they win and stay healthy and not be so-called exhausted, all right? That's all I got to say.
Yeah, Mike, I don't disagree with anything that he just said. But to me, that's like that's what we're coming down to. If the conversation since Jimmy Butler joined the Warriors, and I think largely it has been, it's been about belief, right? It's been about their belief. It's been about our belief. It's like, are you in or are you out on the idea of the Warriors making a run? You've openly stated, you've reached the point of you would be disappointed if they didn't at least advance out of the first round of the playoffs.
Yep.
Well, that's an expectation.
Yeah.
And
it's been raised.
And my response to that is, if you've reached a point in the season where now exhaustion is going to be a part of the conversation, I don't know how you can expect anything. I don't know how we can expect this team to advance in the playoffs if they're going to get to late March and say, you know, this is just too, it's too much. It's too much because, unfortunately, there's no wiggle room. They've not been able in the first, whatever, 65 to 70-some-odd games of the year, they've not been able to create any breathing room. So how does that all blend together? No breathing room and exhaustion.
Well, they've got That's breathing all. Room as far as being out of the play-in, and they're almost assured to be in the play-in right now.
Well, yes.
When
you say out of the play-in, you mean they're not going to be the 11 seed.
Right. They have a 7.5 game lead on Phoenix right now. So, and they've got 14 to go, and they're up by 7.5 on Phoenix. So that is some wiggle room. It's not ideal. It's not anything that anybody really wants. Draymond said it. We don't want to be in the play-in.
Yep.
Steve has said it. The goal is the 6 seed. So when you're trying to get to the 6 seed, and you've got 14 games left to go, you may not be able to play everybody balls to the wall all 14 games. And we've talked about Steph Curry at 37. And, you know, Steph can say, you know, I feel fine. I just played badly. I don't feel tired or whatever. And they could look at it in a different way and say, yeah, what we see is 5 straight games where you haven't been hitting your shot. You've been turning it over more often. You haven't looked great. Maybe one game would do you some good, and you come back on Thursday a little bit more refreshed. And I do think that exhaustion is not a permanent affliction. It's temporary. And if he is exhausted, and he doesn't think so, but maybe Rick Celebrini and the front office and the medical people, they do think that, I think that you can mitigate that with a few days off.
I mean, what's different? Why, like, if you're going to put it that way, and hold for a second, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station that's doing very well, by the way. Always live on the free Odyssey app, and now coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Thank you, Laughing Monk.
And I am laughing.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's Almased.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show Early Wedge on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.